Sunny looked at the cold ingredients and tried to think. Even if she had been old enough to start a fire by herself, Sunny had always been nervous around flames, since the fire that had destroyed the Baudelaire mansion. But as she thought of the fire that destroyed her own home, she remembered something her mother had told her once. They had both been busy in the kitchen. Sunny's mother was busy preparing for a fancy luncheon, and Sunny was busy dropping a fork on the floor over and over again to see what sort of sound it made. The luncheon was due to start any minute, and Sunny's mother was quickly mixing up a salad of sliced mango, black beans, and chopped celery, mixed with black pepper, lime juice, and olive oil.
"This isn't a very complicated recipe, Sunny," her mother had said. "But if I arrange the salad very nicely on fancy plates, people will think I've been cooking all day."
Often when cooking, the presentation of the food can be as important as the food itself. Thinking of what her mother had said, she opened the picnic basket in Olaf's trunk and found that it contained a set of elegant plates, each emblazoned with the familiar eye insignia, and a small tea set. Then she rolled up her sleeves, an expression which here means focused very hard on the task at hand, but did not actually roll up her sleeves, because it was very cold on the highest peak of the Mortmain Mountains, and got to work, as Count Olaf and his comrades started their day.
"I'll use these blankets for a tablecloth," Sunny heard Olaf say in the tent, over the sound her own teeth were making.
"Good idea," she heard Esme reply. "It's very in to dine al fresco."
"What does that mean?"
Olaf asked.
"It means outside, of course," Esme explained. "It's fashionable to eat your meals in the fresh air."
"I knew what it meant," Count Olaf replied. "I was just testing you."
"Hey, boss,"
Hugo called from the next tent.
"Colette won't share the dental floss."
"There's no reason to use dental floss," Count Olaf said, "unless you're trying to strangle someone with a very weak neck."
"Come in. Would you do me a favour?"
the hook-handed man asked, as Sunny struggled to open the jug of juice.
"Will you help me comb my hair? These hooks can make it difficult sometimes."
"I'm jealous of your hooks," Kevin replied. "Having no hands is better than having two equally strong hands."
"Don't be ridiculous,"
one of the white-faced women replied.
"Having a white face is worse than both of your situations."
"But you have a white face because you put makeup on,"
Colette said, as Sunny climbed back out of the trunk and knelt down in the snow.
"You're putting powder on your face right now."
"Must you bicker every single morning?"
Count Olaf asked, and stomped back out of his tent, carrying a blanket covered in images of eyes.
"Somebody take this blanket and set the table over there on that flat rock."
Hugo walked out of the tent and smiled at his new boss.
"I'd be happy to," he said.
Esme stepped outside, having changed into a bright red snowsuit, and put her arm around Olaf.
"Fold the blanket into a large triangle,"
she said to Hugo. "That's the inn way to do it."
"Yes, ma'am," Hugo said. "And if you don't mind my saying so, that's a very handsome snowsuit you're wearing."
The villainous girlfriend turned all the way around to show off her outfit from every angle. Sunny looked up from her cooking and noticed that the letter B was sewn onto the back of it, along with the I insignia.
"I'm glad you like it, Hugo," Esme said. "It's stolen."
Count Olaf glanced at Sunny and quickly stepped in front of his girlfriend.
"What are you staring at, Toothy?" he asked. "Are you done making breakfast?"
"Almost,"
Sunny replied.
"That infant never makes any sense," Hugo said. "No wonder she fooled us into thinking she was a carnival freak."
Sunny sighed, but no one heard her over the scornful laughter of Olaf's troop. One by one, the villain's wretched employees emerged from the tent and strolled over to the flat rock where Hugo was laying out the blanket. One of the white-faced women glanced at Sunny and gave her a small smile,
but nobody offered to help her finish with the breakfast preparations, or even to set the table with the eye-patterned dishes. Instead, they gathered around the rock, talking and laughing, until Sunny carefully carried the breakfast over to them, arranged on a large eye-shaped tray that she'd found in the bottom of the picnic basket. Although she was still frightened to be in Olaf's clutches and worried about her siblings, Sunny could not help but be a little proud as Count Olaf and his comrades looked at the meal she had prepared.